In our crypto corner today, we are talking about doubling down on DAOs. Decentralized autonomous organizations have been gaining a lot of traction online, and we've got our very own David Hollerith here to explain. And David, Constitution DAO made a lot of headlines when members raised over $47 million worth of crypto, but they didn't necessarily get the auction to get that rare copy of the U.S. Constitution. What are some other groups that are organizing in this way?
Yeah, so just to take a step back, Akiko, DAOs, these funky sort of crypto-funded organizations, have actually been around for a while. And obviously, higher returns in the past bull year for crypto has sort of given some crypto investors a lot more purchasing power. So they've been organizing in these groups to sort of combine their purchasing power to purchase larger things. A print of the Constitution is one example of this. But the actual concept of a DAO is pretty broad in terms of what they could do with funding. To get more info on this, last week I spoke with Kevin Owocki, who's co-founder of Gitcoin Holdings and also a member of that DAO. So for background, Gitcoin is the largest fundraising organization for open source software on the Ethereum blockchain. It uses like a type of funding mechanism that gives software projects funds based on the popularity. So it sort of works like a voting system for DAO members. You can kind of think of it as like a very democratic 18,000 member crypto version of like Shark Tank for free software. And that's sort of another story in itself. But here's what Kevin had to say sort of to explain the broader landscape of all the different types of DAOs out there.
There's a bunch of different types of DAOs out there. There are DeFi DAOs that are focused on building decentralized finance. Yearn Finance is an example of that. There's NFT DAOs, which are focused on art auctions and bidding on art that different creatives in the Ethereum ecosystem have created. Like the biggest example of that is People Pleaser DAO, which bid on the art from People Pleaser, a famous NFT artist. There's protocol DAOs, which are focused on governing protocols in the Ethereum ecosystem, the most famous of which is Uniswap DAO. There's service DAOs that are focused on just building services for other DAOs. Social DAOs, which are kind of like token gated social clubs, and then impact DAOs, which are focused on charitable causes or the public good. I would consider Gitcoin DAO to be an impact DAO because we're focused on creating a better internet for the world's developers.
Yeah, so Akiko, Gitcoin, some of their notable alumni, so projects that the DAO has funded include Uniswap, Earn Finance, and the One Inch Exchange, which are all DeFi projects. And they've obviously been huge successes. So it just sort of gives you another taste for like what these sort of decentralized autonomous organizations can kind of do.
Okay, David Hollerith, walking us through the DAOs there. You can, of course, find his story on yahoofinance.com as well.